Hi, this is Kaput Radio. Thank you for tuning in again. My name is Martin. This show consists of local, regional, national and global nonsense. Kaput Radio seems to have a never-ending stream of it. Be warned, the content may temporarily irritate like an involuntary itch inside your skull, making you want to scratch instead of search your mind. But you can always tune into fist-clenching yoga exercises to alleviate that familiar, frustrating feeling of powerlessness. Welcome to the show. And now, to breaking national opinions, posing as news. The Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott, Malcolm Turnbull, is under pressure to distance himself from predecessor Tony Abbott, who is on an elevated adrenaline level, expecting to resume his prime ministership in a sudden coup engineered by his backers of die-hard, hard right-wing supporters in the party. Admiral Malcolm is desperately sounding elegant and distinguished while at the same time navigating a very hard course on the stormy seas of Lake Burley Griffin to take the wind out of Commodore Tony Abbott's sails. Meanwhile, the previous policy announcement of Admiral Malcolm's innovation has been shelved until all poor Asian nations have outsmarted us and asked, what's clever in our clever country? By the way, for the overseas listeners, Lake Burley Griffin is a small little lake near the Parliament House in Canberra, the capital of this country. On a local and regional level, we can expect during this year's marijuana harvest season increased use of drones flying over people's backyards and super sensitive saliva tests on the roadside by traffic police, which can detect that you have been thinking about it. You have been thinking about cannabis. Saliva tests are very profitable and blur the difference of a doctor, a chemist, and a police officer. These officers in white coats and sterile gloves can tell if you enjoyed the weed 30 years ago and are therefore a menace on the road.
Good afternoon, driver. We're doing some random drug tests. Today we're testing for the drugs marijuana and hash. But before we get started, would you like a corn chip?
Oh, shit, yeah. Can I have the whole packet?
She's wasted. Get her out of here.
Where I work, they require drug tests. They don't care about your privacy. They hire these folks with jars and lates to come around and collect our pee. Take that stuff to a lab somewhere, and they do whatever it is they do. And if you are selected, drugs are detected, they'll get rid of you. And I say, give me a drug test, I must be on dope. Why else would I work here? If I don't have enough to fill up the cup, I guess I'll have to drink another beer. And test me again. I'm sure I have drugs on my brain. I've been working here so long, I'm either high or I'm insane. Well, I went out celebrating one night down at my local bar. I got a little toasty, didn't want to drive home, so I just left it off in the car. But when I showed up for work the next morning, there was a sight I wasn't ready to see. It was the drug test people with the jars and the labels said it was time to pee. And I said, give me a drug test, I must be on go. Why else would I work here? If I don't have enough to fill up the cup, I guess I'll have to drink another beer. Test me once and test me again. I'm sure I have drugs on my brain. I've been working here so long, I'm either high or I'm insane. Well, they gave me the cup and I filled it right up, but I still had to go some more. But there was that box with the jars in it, just outside the bathroom door. grabbed another cup and I filled that one up. Heck, I filled up all the rest. Now nobody works there anymore. They all failed my drug test. And I said, give me a drug test. I must be on the fly out of our kids. If I don't have enough to fill up the cups, I guess I'll have to drink another beer. And test me again. I'm sure I have drugs on my brain. I've been working here so long, I'm either high or I'm insane. Yeah, I've been working here so long, I'm either high or I'm insane.
The foreshadowed double dissolution and early election call by the government elicits very little interest, besides a few yawns and comments from the opposition players like, bring it on, or just get on with the job, we're not afraid. Translated, it means, we don't see a chance of getting elected, so we save our underdog breath. The public is completely distracted by celebrity events, sporting corruption scandals, and personal indecisions about what kind of digital gadget to buy next. Australians have learned that the real government will always be formed by a party internal coup d'etat. Elections are so yesterday, last century. In global breaking news, opinions and gossip, some Britons want to exit the EU and stay in it simultaneously, according to the Prime Minister David Cameron. His Treasurer is trying to deliver a budget with and without tax cuts and a reduced deficit with new borrowings. Britain and the EU also want to run a geopolitical policy of peaceful cooperation with Mr. Putin's Russia and a continuation of the Cold War. A fear-loaded conflict so good for promoting economic prosperity. George Orwell already said, war somewhere else is peace at home. And the finance gurus say it is immensely profitable and embrace the trade policies with loving arms and lovely armaments. Germany presently experiences a déjà vu 1933 Weimar Republic event, with groups of very good normal people believing in burning refugee jail cells, shelters under the xenophobic notion of losing their blonde women to intelligent, good-looking, dark-haired men from abroad, let alone the jobs Germans actually don't want. The center parties have been overtaken by radical right-wing groups, driving their political fast vehicles in incendiary and dangerous maneuvers over the no-speed limit political German autobahn. The US elections are well underway, and experience shows that hatred is a reliable attention-getting technique and doesn't even need any campaign funding. Every candidate still left on the field, all retired from the race, angrily snarls with frequent expletives to tone down the campaign. America is not a country anymore. It has become a failed state of madness, where people are trapped in impoverished neighborhoods, caught out with 4 to 5 different jobs during their working week, trying to realize the dreams of yesterday's middle class. It's like running miles in the hamster wheel, hoping for no benefit, no reward, and going nowhere. And on the big warm.
And now a special address from the President of the United States on global warming.
Hello, America. It's me, your president, your commander-in-chief of the world. And I'm here at my ranch here in Crawford, Texas, just taking a little R&R, you know, relaxing, growing out my soul patch. Playing a little frisbee golf with Condi Rice and Dick Cheney. Having a good time, but still keeping my eye on the ball. And there's an issue that has come to my attention. The issue of the so-called global warmings that are happening on our planet. For centuries, the rays of the sun have warmed the surface of our Earth's crust. And apparently those rays are are intensifying in such a way that it's increasing lava flows. And,
cut!
I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Global warming is an issue that my administration is very concerned about, deeply. Deeply, in a deep kind of concerned way. It's, I start my day and I think about the warming of the globe and how we can get it warmer.
Cut!
Rest assured that the issue of global warming is something that my administration takes very seriously. Not right now, Condi.
Cut.
We'll play later. I'm sure by now you've all heard what liberal scientists are trying to say. It seems that that liberals and godless tax raisers are trying to make me look bad by using such things as facts and scientific data.
Cut.
What?
Mr. President, you can't say they're using facts.
Right.
Facts are real, they're not disputed.
How do you know that? What kind of book is this?
Jeez!
Why do you tell me it was a pop-up book? Those things scare the crap out of me.
I don't think that's the kind of science book we're looking for. We're talking about global.
Well, what kind of science book would you suggest?
There's a lot of books.
One filled with facts, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. I bet you'd like that. When you think back to biblical times, when Adam and Eve talked to that snake 6,000 years ago, when the world was created, it was hot back then too. Why do you think Adam and Eve were naked? See what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. You know, you didn't hear Adam and Eve running around talking about emission standards or hybrid cars. In fact, Adam and Eve drove an excursion.
Cut!
Let's talk about something that really matters, like keeping steroids out of T-ball.
Cut!
I think polar ice caps suck. Who cares about having a place where a bunch of penguins can have an orgy?
Cut!
Global warming, don't worry about it. We got a beat on this thing. We're gonna, you know, we just need to get nature to cooperate with us. We don't need to listen to nature. Nature needs to listen to us.
Cut! Mr. President, you asked me to tell you when the Rangers game's on. It's on right now.
What inning is it? Better not be past third inning.
We now return to your regularly scheduled program.
The extreme weather, the extreme wild weather, the extreme dynamic weather, the extreme unprecedented weather in the United States has record February warm weather and 8 inches of snow in March on the East Coast, with air travel cancellation meaning prolonged hanging out on airports, causing activities like flash mob gatherings, intensive sexting, dating, and Facebooking, with smartphones causing meltdowns of the local wireless networks to pass the border of waiting out the freeze on the transmissions and the weather. American weather forecasters claim that American weather is just wilder, more extreme, more often happening. The good news is that the present pollution and toxicity of the planet still allows us the time to exterminate ourselves before the environment does it for us. At least we're still in control, aren't we?
We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid 70s. Now, we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hotspot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this, a global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way, but the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay, here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday, I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
News from the virtual. Buying a computer online is very different from using it online. And yet, at times, it seems equally dysfunctional, especially using a credit card, can attract accusations of being a fraud by computer companies keeping your money without selling you the computer. Shining a light onto these dark business practices, giving the term darknet a whole new meaning. Like dark matter and dark energy in the universe representing 90% of the known business practice does not help to understand it. Virtual morality consists only of zeros or ones. One's morality could be zero. In this debt-driven economy, it probably has to be. The anti-social hate book invented by Mark Zuckerberg attracted millions of disgruntled users of Facebook after they searched in vain for faces, the meaning of life, a new messiah, or enemies to attack. Mark Zuckerberg stated in a web conference he would like to introduce a platform similar to Twitter named Litter to allow up to 142 symbols of cat faces onto the platform. He said it would be similar to the Egyptian dynasties, where the common worker had experienced a feeling of equality in society between the worshipped cats laying down their poo and the workers' shit. Though likening the digital platform of Litter to the Egyptian cultural longevity of ancient times seems a very long stretch, considering the short-lividness of digital shit being decomposed after only 5 to 10 years. Just try to open some computer-generated crap from, the year 2005. You will not be able to recognize this 10-year-old computer litter.
I'm just a regular Joe with a good Telstra job. I'm a big CEO who's made a few bob. I like broadband and Big Pond. I'm worth every cent. I run an Aussie telco with a US accent. I'm short and I'm shy and I have this weird mo that makes me look like Super Mario. But sometimes I'm not paid enough to keep the share price from going down.
No,
no way.
Uh-oh.
No, I gotta find new ways to turn Telstra profits around.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bring on my customers' staunch loyalty by raising each month their line rental fee. I'm the asshole.
He's the asshole.
Australia's only telco, Telstra, practices frequent outages of their network. There seems to be a never-ending stream of funny stories about this company being able as a monopoly to play perplexing pranks on the Australian people.
Ah, I'm the asshole!
Oh, come on.
Thank you for calling Big Pond. This is Sanjeev. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a bit of a problem with my internet connection, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Certainly, madam. Now, may I start by importuning the nature of the matter that is interfering with your repos?
What?
I am trying to ascertain with some particularity the nature of the problematic schema that is afflicting your mainframe's override.
I'm sorry, I really can't understand your accent. Could you maybe say that again more simply?
Certainly, madam. My question is whether at the present propitious moment in time you are experiencing a problematic episode that arises because of the connection override of your power source switch.
Look, I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're saying. Could you maybe take me through that again, more slowly, so that I can get some actual service?
Most certainly I can. Now, what I was trying to extract with some certitude before was whether the service tech problem is what's constituted...
Now, look, don't worry about it, all right? Do you call that service? You are useless. Thanks for nothing, dickhead.
I mean, you might cop a bit more abuse, but these fake Indian accents sure get them off the line quick, don't they? Welcome to Big Pond. This is Ticker speaking. How may I help you?
Tuesday, February 17. Telstra moves more Australian jobs to call centres in India.
Hello, welcome please to Telstra Customer Service. How may I be helping you?
Oh yeah, I'm on my mobile in Warragamba.
What? You're kind of repeating location, sir, please.
Warragamba, I'm in Warragamba, just past Wallachia.
What? Repeating, please.
Warragamba, out past Wallachia, Mulgoa, Ludnam.
Warragambling Muddling Home. I'm not finding a postal code for Warragambling Muddling Home.
Listen, Sunshine, don't worry about that. The point is, my landline's cocked.
What is cock?
Well, it's stuffed.
Stuffed? What do you mean it is stuffed? You are not to be stuffing telephones. You're to be talking into them. What have you stuffed it with?
Oh, look, mate, don't come the raw prawn.
Raw prawn? You have stuffed your telephone with raw prawns?
No, I'll start again. My phone's not working.
Well, of course it's not. If you have stuffed it with raw prawns, it will not be working. Eventually, it will be very smelly.
Look, just forget I ever said raw prawn.
Excellent. We are not specializing in seafood issues, sir. This is Telstra Customer Service. If you are requesting a recipe for line for crustaceans, I will kindly be transferring it.
No. Listen, it's me phone, Mahatma. It's packed up.
Well, unpack it then. It will not work if it's still in the box, especially if you have stuffed it with raw prawns.
No, not packed up like that. Me line's gone dead, buddy.
My name is not Buddy. My name is Rajiv Pillai Govindaswamy. Whence are you calling from?
I told you, I'm calling from Warragamba.
Ah, I found it here, Westminster, isn't it? You're being in the United Kingdom of Great Britain.
No, I'm in Warragamba, and I just want someone to fix me bloody phone line.
Why did you not bloody say so in the first place?
I did not.
You're telling me you stuffed your phone with raw prawns.
I give up.
Goodness me, silly bloody Australians. That will serve them right for winning one day cricket, isn't it, eh? Ha ha. They're thinking we Indians know damn nothing. I am telling you, we know damn all. Hello? That's the customer service.
A new app called LookUp alerts users to family members and spouses located within 100 centimeters, encouraging them to start a conversation or even a relationship. In news from the Hollywood, where you can't see the holly for the wood, actors and actresses started a campaign of strikes against media companies demanding job security measures against the introduction of robots taking their place, especially in deeply moving scenes of expressing more convincing emotions, tears on demand, forced expressions of joy, sadness, melancholy and pain, as well as performing artistic polished spoken dialogues of babble. The unions of actors demand that for every robot employed must be some form of retraining a human actor or actress to become more competitive in shedding tears, screaming, or behaving exuberantly and speak in more than tongues. The employers stated that innovation of the industry was inevitable and the actors should go home and have a good time watching old movies with old acting and really highly paid actors and actresses. Automation allows large numbers of characters, perfect programming of scenes, and no lost work time due to drug abuse. Also, remaking the nth version of a few dozen basic stories taken from classic sources like ancient Greek and Roman dramas over and over is demeaning for humans with their repetitive nature. More news or gossip? In brief, the global 1% richest people own half of the world's politicians.
Everyone knows these times are really tough, and we need to band together and say we've had enough. All the jobless people need to learn to be content, 'cause what we need to do is protect our 1%. Save the rich, let them know you care. Don't leave them to languish in their penthouse of despair. Save the rich. Let their bonuses be swollen, and let them keep it all tax-free, even if it's stolen. Save the rich. Let's give our job creators more than their fair share, so they can go to Asia and create jobs over there. There's loopholes and exemptions and children to exploit, so give them special tax breaks.
Go fuck yourself, Detroit!
And those who don't create jobs really need help too, 'cause without their seventh home, how will they make it through? It's not time for complaining, not the time for class war. It's time to sacrifice yourself to give them more and more and more and more and more and more. Save the rich. America's built on corporate greed. It's not Wall Street's fault if you can't get what you need. Save the rich. Don't go crying to mommy, 'cause if you don't agree, then you're a socialist commie. Save the rich. Blame yourself for your problems, not the bad economy. So what if those who have the most are the ones who put it in jeopardy? Fuck your student loans. Fuck your kids and their health care. It'll only take 10,000 of your jobs to put another private jet in the air. Save the rich. It's so easy to do. Just let yourself be ignorant to what's been done to you. Save the rich by doing nothing at all. Deny all sense and logic and just think really small. You should think really small, or just don't think at all. And save the rich.
Being vegan provides extra energy required to constantly talk about being vegan, study shows. A new movement being fed up about all the fuss about toxic foods is forming rapidly, calling themselves Negan, a no-food whatsoever diet. Draconian new gun laws require Americans to count to 10 before buying firearms. And finally, the arrival of streaming services like Netflix and Presto has already begun to alter the habits of Australian viewers, with many now taking time to browse the movies available before firing up their favorite BitTorrent site. You just can't beat free downloads. So, here we are with my observations from down under. Not under the skirt, that would be tasteless. But far away from where all the action seems to be. Have I missed anything which is not dysfunctional, bizarre or crazy? Yes, I have. I just saw a report from Germany where Easter celebration is held now with large eggs, like duck eggs. Apparently, chook eggs are too small for the German social status of being the largest economy in Europe. It's crazy, just like the myth upheld that rabbits lay the eggs, hide them around inside and outside of a house for children to be found on the morning of Easter Sunday. Imagine the rabbit having to expel eggs the size of a duck egg, and that is propagated to children, grossly, to believe in. I think I'm going to check the cuckoo's nest for some eggs now. You were listening to Kaput Radio with me, Martin Jensen. I used samples of Jamiroquai Virtual Reality, Telstra's song, Telstra Call Center Call, Telstra Service, Save the Rich by Garfunkel and Oates, Will Ferrell as George Bush Global Warming Clip, Extreme Weather Forecast Tape 25th of June 2011, Extreme Weather Clip, The Drug Test Song, How Australian Do Random Drug Test, RBT, sample from Lalo Schifrin, Eyewitness News, John Williams, The Mission, music samples of my own micro jazz collection. The show will be aired Thursdays over local community radio nimfm.org, spelled as N as in Norway, I, M as in music, F as in friend, and M again as in music, nimfm.org, in the small town Nimbin, Australia. Check out my other podcasts by searching for Kaput X Radio, Kaput with two T's, and you may catch me again with more Kaput Radio soon.